right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, Mr. Mark Alberici from the band The Killing Floor. Welcome, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to meet with me.
No problem at all.
So I heard your music online. You have a brand new single, Corruption Capital, which we just heard. We started the show off with that. So do you want to start there? Do you want to tell me about that song?
Yeah, I mean, it just came out September 30th, I think, was the release. So the single's doing pretty well. We're starting to get some good radio spins. And it was a song that we kind of had knocking around for a long time. It was just kind of a riff and a drum beat. It was something that we were jamming in a rehearsal room, but it never really, like, developed into anything. So we kind of left it, and we was like, all right, cool. And then when we were coming to start recording the second record, we obviously went through all our ideas, or, like, through our phones, whatever we had and recorded on. And that one popped up again. We were like, this is a cool riff, this is a cool beat. You know, what should we do with it? So we started playing it again, and for some reason, this time around, the second time around, the melody popped out, and we started to get ideas for the lyrics, and it just kind of like developed into the song. And so, that's kind of how it came about. And we figured, like, all right, what should we call it? Corruption Capital. We thought, all right, well, this is going to be, it's about greed and, you know, the man and sticking it to the man.
Yeah,
if
right.
Like. But in a kind of, but it's also positive in a way of kind of like, you know, although, you know, you're getting trodden down by these corruption people, you're also, you can fight against it. So that's the main thing of the song. But it's doing really well. Radio is, like I say, spinning it pretty good. So, yeah.
It's a great track. And I think songs like that are the best that were started off maybe even in some cases years earlier, and you still have them knocking around in your head, and then you finally get it out there and flesh it out fully.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like to force ideas out, you know, like we'll have an idea and we'll play it, and if it turns into something like, you know, decent, pretty straightforward, then that's cool. I mean, sometimes we'll sit with it for a while and struggle with it, and sometimes that works, but this one was, it popped out early, and then it kind of didn't go anywhere, but ended up turning into that, so I'm pretty pleased.
So how about the rest of the record? When do you have the full album due out?
We don't have an official release date. We're actually finishing the recording. We've done like 70% of it tracking-wise. Three songs have already been mixed, one including the single.
Yeah.
But we came over here down to Nashville in mid-June, and we did a bunch of writing and tracking and that kind of thing here. And then in January next year, we're flying over to London to finish everything up. So.
Oh, wow.
So I would imagine the album will probably be, well, certainly the album will be mixed and finished by the end of January, but it probably won't come out till, you know, more like mid-March kind of time, you know.
I detect a slight English accent. Just kidding. So you're from London, right? You and your brother are from London, and did you come over here to start the band, or was the band already kind of in the works before you moved over here?
I was born in London. I lived there pretty much most of my life.
Yeah.
I was in another band, and we were recording a record in New York. I was still living in London at the time, but I flew to New York to work with this producer called Mark Clatty, who's done, like, he's worked with David Bowie and Verified The Cure. So anyway, but, and through that guy, Mark, he knew Marco and the other guy, the other half, the American half of Now What Is The Killing Floor. They were recording a record with him too, sort of around the same kind of time, and we were both actually in Electric Lady Studios doing work.